DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, your data, whether it's in your company or in your person, is money. So in a world where cybersecurity is an ongoing threat, how do you protect yourself and your business? With me in studio is a former US Marine, Melissa Ventrone, who's a member of the law firm Clark Hill and head of their privacy and cybersecurity group. Good morning and welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
How do you go from being a Marine to being a cybersecurity expert?
I wanted to use the skills that I learned in the Marine Corps as a logistics officer, which is a lot of the right people, right place, right time. And the same on the cyber and privacy world, right people, right place, right time, right topic. And so it was a natural transition for me.
Yeah. How long did you spend in the Marine Corps?
21 years, active wow. duty and reserves, a couple deployments.
My goodness. So you're a veteran with much, much experience.
Yes.
Okay. So then you go into this other world, the civilian world. What was the transition like?
It was interesting. I remember, you know, coming back from deployment and realizing that just because people aren't worrying about food or water, the problems are still real and important. And so it was a bit of a transition, but people are very supportive. And so it's been a fantastic after I've retired, especially, it's been a fantastic way to really take those military skills and apply them in what we are now really calling the cyber war.
But in the military, if you say to an underling, go do it, they just salute and they go do it.
Yes.
In the civilian world, I'd say a bit different.
It is. And even with my husband, yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the most common kind of digital threats to us all, the cyber threats, because they can be personal, as simple as a credit card being hacked or stolen or used. Or it can be, as in the case of our health service, a major hack of the organization's files.
So I think what most people don't realize is, so the media does talk a lot about the large hacks, but there are so many smaller hacks that happen on businesses and individuals that most people don't realize it. Compromise of email on the personal level happens across the board because people have weak passwords. They don't change their passwords. Their passwords are used on a multitude of sites. And so somebody will get that from one compromise and then test it out. A lot of the attacks are automated. So, for instance, there's vulnerabilities that came out with Microsoft Exchange at one particular point in time. And there's government agencies that will push out the vulnerability. And what the threat actors do will automate running tests up against all of the systems that are online. They'll create a list of all the organizations that have this vulnerability. They'll post it on the dark web. And then the attackers will go identify organizations and automate attacks. And so it really has to do with how the organizations are protecting their systems, but also how individuals are protecting their own information.
Now, sometimes the information, and later on the program we'll be talking about the leaking of that military conversation in Germany and how Putin has used that to embarrass Scholz in Germany. But mostly, the bad guys are after money.
Most of the criminal attackers are financially motivated. We call it business email compromise or email compromise, where they get into emails and they're watching the various conversations. And then they will manipulate the people to transfer funds to fraudulent accounts. I've personally worked with companies. One of them transferred $7 million to a fraudulent account. Didn't recover anything. Had another one that transferred $3 million. And if you don't catch these within really 24, 48, 72 hours, you're not going to recover the funds. But organizations have really implemented a lot of technology and removed a bit of the human factor. And so you can manipulate technology because you know what the output's supposed to be. So you have to add that human factor back in.
Now, what the bad guys do with the money, I mean, one used to presume they could go to a Swiss bank and deposit their ill-gotten gains in a Swiss bank and no one would ever hear about it, and they could live royally on the proceeds. What that is not necessarily an avenue that is still open to them. The Swiss banks have come under scrutiny, but then you've got the Caribbean, and then you've got crypto. Put it in crypto. No one will ever hack that.
Virtual currency. So the way virtual currency and the Bitcoin and the blockchain and all of that is set up, a lot of the trend, they transfer the funds from transaction to transaction to transaction, and it's very, very hard to trace. The other thing, too, is a lot of the funds are going back into the criminal world. And so, you know, ransomware attacks where they encrypt data or they steal information and then they demand a ransom in order to return it.
They give you a teaser then of what this is, what we have. This is a fraction of what we have. The rest goes online unless you pay up.
Yes, they call it a proof of life. And so they'll give you a proof of life, proof that they can decrypt the data or proof that they have your data. And if you don't pay it, it goes onto the dark web on a leak site. And other people can go buy that data. They can go see that it's out there. And then it can be misused. And that's where you can start to see identity theft or misuse of information or those types.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Now, the digital world operates at the speed of light, so things can happen just so quickly. For example, you get these guys who can open your electronically locked car because they've got a scanner that runs through a multiple of all the possible frequencies that might open your car.
So the same way,
if you've got a six-digit code, they can generate every possible six-digit code in a matter of seconds and open your lock.
The codes aren't quite as easy. So you have the multi-factor, so an additional factor, so any kind of login. So email, I always recommend anybody, individuals, businesses, not just have a username and password, but also enable that multi-factor. Because then if somebody's trying to log into your account, you're going to get an alert that someone's trying to log in and say, hey, that's not me. I've got a problem. I need to go in and change this password. So but when you're looking at the Internet of Things, so the connection of devices across the world, medical devices, autonomous cars, car devices, telemetrics, and military devices, watches, they have refrigerators where you can log in and, you know, do you need to buy milk? And so all of these types of devices are connected. Most of the home appliance type devices, or even in some respects medical devices, don't embed security into them. And so if people do want to hack into them, they certainly can.
So if you knew that, a president of the United States, be it either of the two gentlemen, was wearing a pacemaker, the bad guys might hack the pacemaker.
You know, we should talk about some other things and not give them any ideas.
I think they've got those ideas.
Yes.
I mean, if you can think of Novichok, you can think of all sorts of bad stuff to do. But that's an example. I mean, we did have examples a few years back of automobiles that were made to crash because they hacked the electronic systems on board. I presume they have been proofed since then so that the hackers can't make your car crash.
I would never presume.
Never presume.
Because the other thing, too, is technology continues to advance. And so when you apply security patches today, it doesn't mean that they're not going to identify a different vulnerability tomorrow that then needs to be patched. And so it's not one and done. Cybersecurity, security across the board is a continuing.
It's a war, as you said at the beginning.
It's a war. And every time we put something in place, the threat actors take a look at it and try to figure out how to bypass it. And when you look at it, these criminal organizations, they're organizations. I mean, we had one matter that we were working with a client who decided to pay a ransom to get the decryption key, but they had also taken data. And we asked them, hey, this is on a Friday. Can you confirm that the data is deleted? They're like, oh, that department's off on the weekend. You have to talk to them on Monday.
How do we go about protecting ourselves? I mean, you've given us some tips about how you might protect your email account. But I've often wondered about, you know, you order takeaway food and they will ask you what's your credit card number and you give it to them. Then they ask you for the three digits and they ask you for the expiry date. I mean, that's very important information. And yet we do it over the phone.
So I don't really look at credit cards as something that I'm super concerned about securing. Credit cards, not debit cards, because credit cards have some natural you know, banking protections built in. So if my credit card is compromised, it is annoying, but it's not normally linked to my bank account. I don't use my debit card.
But a debit card is.
I don't use, right. Don't use a debit card as your credit card. Get a separate credit card, and it can be set up with limits.
That's
and all of those
very
things.
Good advice. Never use a debit card as you would a credit card.
Yes, yes. So, you know, that's one thing you can do. A data diet. When's the last time you went through all of the information and emails that you have, any kind of financial health information personally that you have, and deleted stuff that's 10, 15 years old? Most people don't think of data that way. We don't see it. It's not taking up space. It's not in a filing cabinet. I don't have to pay for a storage locker. So why do I need to worry about it? And so really going on a data diet, and not just individuals, but organizations as well. If you don't need it, don't keep it.
Yeah. Now, you can rip stuff off from a computer. You just have some sort of thumb drive or whatever, and you can take it off and carry it away with you, which is Tom Cruise and the like do this all the time.
Yes.
in the movies. But is that the way maybe some organizations are having to go? Instead of networking everything, they're going to have to silo everything. And if you want to take stuff and move it from the department of X to the department of Y, you might actually have to thumb drive it and walk down the corridor and stick it in the other machine. Keep them in silos, non-connected to each other.
Their defense in depth. So I don't know that thumb drives are the right way because those
But you get my point.
Yes, defense in depth. If your finance department doesn't need access to your HR information, then they shouldn't have access. It should be segmented and siloed off. There's no reason for them to access it. So yes, siloing the information, creating a defense in depth. The way that attackers work, you can't protect, organizations can't protect everything. There's not enough money out there. But do you really need to protect the pictures of Susie from your recent marketing campaign?
Depends what Susie was doing.
Well, there is that. Yes, very true.
All right. But you were going to be a keynote speaker at the Future Horizons Cybersecurity Conference in Dublin on the 15th of March. And tickets can be obtained by visiting futurehorizons.ai. And thank you very much for joining us on the program. And Melissa K. Ventrone, former Marine and now a cybersecurity practitioner. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.